45 metres.
Here he comes to win the All Ireland. He's got it over the bar.
Our mission was to show that we're no longer dripping.
Hello and welcome to the GAA Scores podcast. My name's Connor and I'm joined by Pierce. And Mick.
Good evening.
And this podcast is brought to you by Bank of Ireland Student Offers, so be sure to check them out on Twitter, at BOI Students, and see how you can save a whole bunch of money there. In this podcast, we'll be looking ahead to the senior football final between Mayo and Dublin. So, Pierce, I've been talking for that long. Tell me something. Is there anything that stands out for you, like, about either side going into this game that you think will be a big factor to bear in the final?
I think it's going to be the big talking point up until Sunday is whether Killian O'Connor plays or not. So if there has been any breaking news before or after this podcast being made, forgive me, but as of now, from what I believe, Killian O'Connor is still a doubt. For Mayo to really go into this All Ireland final as strong as they could be, they're going to need Killian O'Connor to play, I think. But on the other hand, every time I've kind of doubted where they were going with their attack and who was going to be their strongest point, other fellas have stood up to be counted with the likes of Alan Freeman, Mickey Conroy, even Andy Moran from time to time. So I don't think they're doomed exactly if he doesn't play, but it will be a big blow if he doesn't start on Sunday.
What about for you, Mick? Is it the same thing, or do you think there's anything else that maybe factor in this game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very important, obviously, as Pierce said, whether he plays or not. For me, it's going to boil down really to whether the Dublin full-back line can keep the Mayo full-forward line quiet. I mean, they've run riot all year, this Mayo forward line, and the Dublin full-back line's come in for a lot of criticism. And, you know, Kevin O'Brien got a roasting from James O'Donoghue the last day. I'd be very surprised if Finn McMahon didn't start that. I thought he did very well when he came on. He chipped him at a point, and I think he shored up the full back line to some degree. You know, I think for me that's where it's going to hinge on is whether, you know, Dublin can nullify this Mayo threat to some degree.
And what about from the point of view then of the Dublin forwards? Because there's been a lot of talk about them this year as well. There'd be some possible changes there. Well, I'd say in Dublin defence as well, of course. But you know, the likes of Dean Rock in there, you know, he's come on, he's impacted every game. Do you think that's something that Jim Gavin's likely to stick to? You know, that's worked so far, you know, bringing him on to impact the game rather than starting him up there.
Yeah, I think fortunately for Dean Rock, I suppose he's got this kind of tag as the same as Kevin McMenamin now, as a bit of a super sub.
Yeah.
I don't expect any changes to the Dublin full forward line, or to the Dublin forward line, in fact, for Sunday. I think he'll stick to tried and trusted. I mean, there's question marks. Kevin Kenny will have to up his game, obviously. You know, he's very quiet the last day. I think for me, Paul Manning is, by and large, he's been a passenger probably the last two games, bar his goal. Obviously, he chipped in with against Kerry, but I think he'll have to have a big performance at Dublin to win this one. And I mean, what's really encouraging from a Dublin point of view is the performances of Bernard Brogan the last day. I mean, best game he's played probably in 12 or 18 months for Dublin. I thought he was outstanding. And I think he's on an upward curve now, and I'm expecting another big game from him. And another player, Dermot Connolly, I mean, for me, it was the finest game he's ever had in a Dublin jersey was against Kerry, and I'd be a bit of a critic of his. So I think he's really come into his own now. He's a real leader on this team. And if those two can drag Dublin and the other fellas can lift it again from where they were at Kerry, I think Dublin have a really good chance on Sunday.
Pierce, what about, you know, there's a lot of talk being about Dublin and their half-back line, and Ger Brennan in particular was getting a lot of attention following the Kerry game. But would you put that down to more to the masterclass that he was marking, you know, Gooch Cooper? Or you think that maybe there's talk about you could be some changes going into this final, despite it being, you know, him being there all year?
I heard he got a little bit, and you could see in the papers that he was getting a little bit of criticism, which, yeah, I think is a little bit unfair, because for me, where the problem lay was the full back line, the two cornerbacks. And I've been a big fan of Johnny Cooper, and throughout his career, it's been something I've looked closely at, and he has risen quite well, but he never made the breakthrough into inter-county football, and I don't think he's still made it yet. Kevin O'Brien, I don't think he's good enough for this level. I know he captained Dublin under-21s, and he's very highly rated in some circles, but time and time again, he's getting shown up for being a very poor marker. And that's where probably Jared Brennan's biggest fault was, because Jared Brennan, for him to excel, is going forward and how he attacks, while Dublin full back line needs the probably security and confidence in front of them that someone like Keno Sullivan will bring in. That's where probably people are picking up on that. And I think, for me, that's a little bit unfair because Jared Brennan still does add a good bit to the team. He's a very fine footballer. But I think it's a bit of a decision for Jim Gavin at this moment in time. Now, personally, I don't think Jim Gavin is going to make any changes whatsoever, because if he was to make any changes and Dublin lost this All-Ireland final, the first thing that people are going to beat him with is, why did you change a winning team? I think he's going to stick to this team. Win, draw or lose, I think he'll look at this year as a very successful year. But I think Jim Gavin will be very, very worried going into Sunday. He probably won't show it. He seems to be the coolest man in football, let alone Ireland.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be very, very worried about what Mayo could potentially do to that full-back line. And now, before Dublin fans get jumped down our throats, Dublin do have a very strong full forward line as well. And I just want to pick up on a few points that Mick was making, in particular about Paul Mannion. Paul Mannion hasn't been as good in the first, in the last, probably in the Kerry game, even though he got that goal, as compared to where he started. But the good thing, I think, with the relationship that he's built up with Bernard Brogan, is that when Paul Mannion has poor games, Bernard Brogan's able to stand up. And when Bernard Brogan's playing poorly, Paul Mannion's able to stand up. And that's going to be very important for the balance in that full forward line. And even on Sunday, that when one isn't going to get the room or the space that one desires, that the other one can step up and can kind of take that burden off his shoulders. And with regards so to the rest of the full forward line, I still don't think they're fully functioning. Like, I look at the Dublin team that played against Kerry in the All-Ireland final in 2011, and for me personally, I think that's a far stronger forward line, pound for pound. Now, there is similar fellas in it, like Paul Flynn was there, Dermot Connolly was there, and Bernard Brogan was there. Like, but they're still missing the influence that Alan Brogan would have. They're still missing that influence that Brian Cullen would have. And that Dublin team was far more balanced up front. And for me, that's probably the biggest worry I'd have about the Dublin forwards on Sunday, is how balanced are they? Like, I know they're scoring for fun. I know they scored 3-18 in an All-Ireland semi-final. But I think when it comes down to it, like, I watched them against Meath, who... defensively, they were probably, this might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but defensively, probably the strongest team Dublin have played in the championship so far. With regards to, like, Cork, don't know if they want to be an attacking team or a defensive team. Kerry threw everything at them, absolutely everything. Westmead never showed up. Well, that day, I think, is going to be a good indication of how Dublin might deal with the defensive game that Mayo are probably going to employ on Sunday. Where they will push high, their two wing-backs will be very important, and Colin Boyle and Lee Keegan will push very high and try and pin the likes of Jack McCaffrey and James McCarthy back into their full-back line and put pressure on their cornerbacks, because that's one thing James Horan is going to try and identify, is try and put as much pressure on those two Dublin cornerbacks, because the scraps... the Mayo will pick up on that. I guarantee you now, they will convert 100% of those chances. Around the field, other areas of weaknesses for Dublin is the midfield. I'm a massive, massive fan of that Michael Darren McCauley, but Keno Sullivan is not a midfielder. He doesn't win enough ball around the middle, and I'd be very concerned about how he deal with the threat of Seamus O'Shea and with Aidan O'Shea as well. My biggest concern there would be in the first 15 minutes, if Mayo got a massive stranglehold of that middle third, what kind of damage could Mayo do? And I actually think, now, Mayo have been renowned in All-Ireland finals over the years of starting very slowly, almost before they play, the game is over. I actually think Mayo could start very strongly on Sunday. How they deal with the midfield situation, how they utilise them, how they convert their chances could leave Dublin a little bit behind before they can make any changes. And they have Dennis Bastic to come off the bench, a fine player, and would be the ideal player against Aidan O'Shea and Seamus O'Shea, because he's a workhorse. But I think the whole thing about Jim Gavin will look at this and go, if I change this, if I lose, it's going to be the first thing people are going to beat me with. So It promises to be a cracker, I think. Probably not a huge amount of other people are going to think the same. I think it actually could be far more exciting than the All-Ireland semi-final between Dublin and Kerry, because it's two teams who are equally balanced, equally matched, but I just worry how fluid Dublin will be compared to where they were 2 years ago. And I also worry for those two cornerbacks, where the scores Mayo could get from, they could kill them off very early on.
That's something as well I was actually going to ask, was the contrast is the both sides, you know, they like to attack from from their half-back line, so to speak. You know, I was going to ask, do you think this would be another repeat of the semi-final in terms of the scoring exploits? But another thing there I want to pick up on is you saying about the Mayo's emphasis being on, you know, Hassan and the Dublin back line. Like, Mayo have been fantastic at that this year. Their tackling has been superb. They've really stepped it up since last year. But an example of that was, say, Killian Connor's goal in the game against Donegal, where it was a block, I think, by Aidan O'Shea. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, it was a block, and they've got the ball down, and then, you know, worked it, and they got the goal from it. And to be honest, Donegal probably had a stronger full back line than, say, Dublin do at the moment. So there definitely will be opportunities for them to exploit there.
Well, yeah, that's Mayo, what they did to the Donegal full back line. Donegal had conceded one goal in something like 4 years or three or 2 or 3 years, and Mayo scored 4 goals. So that shows them immediately the strength they do have up front. Where James Horn is going to be looking at is that Tyrone game, and he's going to be using that as a stick to beat his players with over the last couple of weeks and telling them what could potentially go wrong in the All-Ireland final. And I think it's probably better to look at that game as opposed to the Donegal game, because Mayo put out the complete performance that day and absolutely blew them away. And it's going to be they had a little bit of an off day in periods against Tyrone, but it's important that they pick themselves up and rise again. And James Horn especially will be looking for his wing backs to provide that balance that they had against Donegal. The only concern that he will have now is if Jack McCaffrey gets a run at the and drags the Mayo's two wing forwards. Aaron Dillon, he's a fine player in front of goal, but is he equally as fine when he's tracking back, when he's putting in a shift in the defence? I'm not sure. McLaughlin, he's a fine link man, and he's going to be getting back, he's going to be picking up plenty of ball, he's going to be feeding the Mayo forwards. But with Jack McCaffrey, is he going to be able to handle his pace? Are any of the Mayo backs going to be able to handle his pace when Jack McCaffrey builds up a lot of steam? And it's going to be, I think that's probably where Dublin are going to target, is getting Jack McCaffrey forward, getting James McCarthy forward, and providing a little bit of more balance to their attack up front. And it's something that James Horn will be keen to stop early on, because if Jack McCaffrey gets a run at goal, he's going to convert. He might get 5 chances to run at goal. He'll convert one of them, or he'll lay it off for someone else to convert it, because there is attackers there to finish it off.
Okay, but another thing about these two sides, like, a lot of people have been saying they are the two best teams in this year's championship, and I'd probably go along with that, and we'll see what you think in a moment. But their campaigns have been, they may have slightly mirrored each other. You know, they've came through their provincial campaigns relatively comfortable. Maybe say Meath put it up to Dublin a bit more in the Leinster final. But apart from that, you know, they got a tough test in their semi-finals. Now, it was interesting to see, because a lot of people were saying about Mayo, they'll crumble whenever they come up to against a team that will put it up to them. But you could say Tyrone did put it up to them. Mayo did start very poorly in that game by their high standards they've set this year. But then, you know, they had the know-how, and they managed to blow them away. And you could argue maybe Dublin, to a degree, did that in their semi-final. So do you think this will be a factor going to this game? Like, these two sides are very similar in this fashion, the way they've been playing this year. Do you think that there might be in a case that they might cancel each other out?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, Connor. I mean, if I'm James Horn, the way I'm going to set up my team on Sunday is I'm going to play Keith Higgins as a sweeper for the first 20 minutes, because just purely based on history, 2004, they're 8 points down half time, game over. 2006, Kieran, 10 or 15 minutes and it was game over. So, I mean, just purely for that, history shows Mayo, I think, need to protect the goal early on. I said it at the Lashes final. I thought that next time I get the final, they should do it. I still stand by that. And I mean, if I'm Jim Gavin, and I'm going to tell my forwards on Sunday to any half chance, just go for a goal early on, because Mayo could crumble. I mean, that the hill gets behind Dublin early on in an All Ireland final. I mean, the noise you never heard before. I think there's a chance they might cancel each other out, but I imagine as the game goes on, it'll open up, and I think it should be a fine game of football.
I don't know if they'd cancel each other out. Personally, I think Dublin's weaknesses in the full back line aren't mirrored in Mayo's weaknesses, because Mayo's weaknesses for me are in their half forward line, and particularly McLaughlin at right half forward and at centre forward as well. And that's where Dublin are probably, you know, in their attack especially, are probably at their strongest. I don't know if I'd agree with Nick and his in talking about where Mayo should set off from the start, because that'd almost bring Dublin on to Mayo in the first 15 minutes, and that's something I would be very, very, very weary about if I was James Horan, because you don't want to bring Dublin on. You don't want to sit back and try and soak up the pressure, because Dublin have scoring threats from all over the place. Where James Horan is going to want to... If I'm James Horan, I'm telling my players, I'm telling Aidan O'Shea and Seamus O'Shea, get on the ball early. One of you sit back in front of the half back line, the other person attack, run at the defence, run at Jared Brennan, make him foul you, make him pull you down or lay the ball off, get the ball in quick into the full forward line, build up scores, get it over the bar, chip away at Dublin's confidence, because I think the confidence in the full back line, confidence in the half back line, could be tested big time. Now, Dublin have one thing that Mayo don't have, is a very, very, very strong bench. And that's something in the last 15, last 20, where James Horan could then probably look at bringing in a sweeper. And I haven't seen many managers do it over the year, in the last 20 minutes, bring in a sweeper and kind of try and circle up then. But I think if Mayo have built up a good lead and start quick, start early, and start probably very uncharacteristically for Mayo football teams, I think they could be in with a very good chance. Because if I'm James Horan and I'm telling Keith Higgins to sit in front of the full back line, the rest of the team are going to fall back, they're going to funnel back, and Dublin are just going to think it's open season.
Well, thanks for going on to my next point there, Pierce, about the Dublin squad. But I completely agree with that. We were having a discussion there in the Sunday game about whether they should deploy a sweeper and things like that there. I think it was Kevin McStavis saying it, but yeah, I'd agree with that. Do you not think that would invite Dublin onto them a lot more? And a side like Dublin, who are going to attack from their back line as well, you know, like Mayo do with Donovan and that, if you're leaving a spare man up there because you're playing a sweeper, they have a spare defender, it's essentially giving them a spare attacker as well. And you are inviting them on, and out of any side in the country, Dublin, they went through a wee spell where they were creating loads of goal chances and not necessarily taking them the whole time. But for a team to invite on to you, it's completely the wrong side to do it to. Especially Michael Darragh-McCauley, okay, some poor finishes, but he was running through that last day, you know, for fun. So if you're playing a man back, all you're going to do is you're going to ask for that trouble, really.
Maybe so, yeah. I mean, I'm just going on my own personal opinion on it, based on the last three All-Ireland finals I've been involved in. They've been over at, you know, after 15, 20 minutes. So, I mean, just purely to keep them in the game, that's the way I would personally approach it. You know, people entirely disagree, but that's the way I'd certainly look to be setting myself up early on.
Bank of Ireland have a special offering for their student customers. Open a student account today and get up to 20% off Aware, Oasis, Insomnia Coffee, and many more when you use your Bank of Ireland Visa debit card. Follow at BOI Students on Twitter to get more details.
How much of a factor do you really think this history is going into this game? Because, well, in a sense that, okay, Dublin haven't exactly won that many All-Irelands in the past while, but Mayo, obviously, you know, everybody knows their story and things like that there. But do you think that Mayo players be going in the final with a bit of that in the back of their head? You know, Mayo don't win finals and things like that there. Or do you think that James Horan has completely overhauled this year, you know, even compared to last year, that these fellas, new sense of belief, you have players like Aidan O'Shea really stepping up to possibly being player of the year? Do you think that it won't affect them this time round, or do you think maybe Dublin's sense of, you know, their experience of playing in that big occasion. They're a team that is used to playing at Croke Park as well. Do you think this may have an effect in this game, or do you think all that will go out the window come Sunday?
I think, you know, it probably won't enter the players' minds, you know, going into the game, but I think if Dublin can get an early, you know, 4, 5, 6 point lead, you know, get a goal, I mean, that's when players, I think, offer fuck, like, here we go again, you know what I mean? Same old story. I mean, a lot of the players, you know, Adam Dillon, these guys were there in 04, 06, and obviously most of them were there last year. So, I mean, if Dublin can get that dream start that Donegal got last year, that's when that doubt's going to creep into Mayo. I do think they're by far and away a much, much stronger side this year. And I actually disagree with Pierce. I think that, you know, Mayo actually have a very strong bench. I mean, you look at the likes of Mickey Conroy is back fit now. He was fantastic when Davids got to an intermediate all Ireland final. Who else got the likes of Jason Doherty, a guy who started centre forward last year, has hardly seen any game time this year. You know, he won a Sigerson with DIT earlier on this year. You've got Kyle Carden, they found this year, who's been impressive when he's come on. And, you know, he's a Barry Moore as well. So there's plenty of strength and depth as well, as well as Dublin.
But I think the point I was making, though, Mick, is that Dublin used their bench as a tool to win a game, where I don't think Mayo would do the same.
Well, I suppose Mayo probably haven't had to do that this year. I mean, they've been so far ahead in every game, bar the Tyrone game, that they probably haven't had to really use it to win game, whereas Dublin were struggling for a long period against Meath. They struggled a lot. You know, they were down with, what, two minutes to go against Kerry, and Kevin McManaman pulled it out of the fire for them.
Yeah, well, that's still their bench coming in to kill off games. It's still their bench coming in and being used as a tool. And like we talked at the start of this podcast about Dean Rock, we talked about Kevin McManaman, and there's two or three others like him, that a fellow like Nicky Devereaux as well come into the defence. Like, it's fellows like this that Jim Gavin relies on to come in after in the last 15, and he always says it himself in every game. It's not a 15-man game; it's a 20-man game. I think Dublin's bench is strong for them, and I think in relative to the Mayo bench, I think Dublin's bench is probably a little bit stronger, because they do have an awful lot of good players there, like Dean Rock, Kevin McManaman, a few more, Kevin Nolan, for instance, one or two more. These are fellas, I don't want to put my dub bias into it, that probably would get on most county teams, if not every other county team outside the top three in the country. They walk onto it. Do Mayo have many of those same players? Would Cathal Carolan get into the Kildare team? Would Jason Doherty get into the Galway team? Probably at a stretch. And I don't think, I think they're good, these Mayo players. And I'm not trying to write them off, but I think James Horn, if he sticks with this for another couple of years, he could build the same kind of squad where their bench is as strong as the starting 15. I just think, and especially in the Tyrone game, like, the Tyrone game, I think, was won for me when Stephen O'Neill went off. When he went off, Tyrone completely lost their creative edge. Mayo could soak that all up, and the two corner forwards, Darren McCurry and McAliskey, were completely nullified. Mayo struggled around with, especially with Donald Vaughan as well. He struggled to keep a hold of Stephen O'Neill, and that's probably something where I don't think Dublin will have that same tool. People will say Kieran Kilkenny, but Mayo probably will be a little bit stronger and will have learned their lesson from that. Mayo didn't win that game because they brought on two or three good players that could fill positions that players were getting tired. They had to turn to fellas like Alan Freeman, fellas like Lee Keegan, and they'll probably have to turn to them again in an All-Ireland final, where as opposed to Dublin, they could have another fella on that bench that could come in and could win a game for them.
I think a real key thing from this, about talking about Dublin's bench and that, is that they've got real leaders on that bench. You know, you got the likes of Kevin Nolan and that, you know, the boys that will really, you know, will drag them on if it needs be, if they are to come on. They're more sort of inspirational figures for them. You know, if somebody's like someone coming on from the Dublin bench, you'd be like, they'd be, you know, drag their team along. You know, if they are a point or two down, like, well, even like say in the Kerry game where they were a point or two down with 5 minutes to go, and I think they hadn't scored for about 5 or 6 minutes before that. You know, they were struggling at that stage, and these boys that they're bringing into the game were really having such an effect on it. And Mayo, May or may not have that as well, but people then may argue, well, Mayo's starting 15 is stronger, and if they're able to build up a lead and maintain that, Dublin's bench won't even matter, really.
But that'll be the trick for Mayo.
Yeah, it'll be how James Horns uses his team and uses his squad, and he'll have a plan, no doubt, for each situation's arising, whether they're leading in the last 10 minutes or whether they're level or what, you know, in that sense, but it will really come down to those sort of fine margins like that.
Well, I see what you mean in that instance, but that's going to be the trick for James Horan is how Mayo start. And when we go back and talk about history with Mayo and finals, characteristically for them, they always start slowly. They always kind of, there's something bad happens in the first 10 minutes and the game is over after it began. The one point I'd make about Mayo in last year's All-Ireland final mentally is that even though they conceded the two goals early on, they still, for large parts of the game, outplayed Donegal.
Yeah.
They ran them very close and probably were the better team overall.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably the strongest team that Donegal came up against all last year. What beat them that day was a little bit of experience in clawing their way back into the game, something that they showed against Tyrone.
Mm.
What I mean by that is, you know, going down a couple of points and someone popping up. Like, I think it was against Tyrone when they were 4 points down and Tyrone were building a good lead. One of the cornerbacks, his name escapes me, popped up and scored a fantastic point. Mayo have never, ever had that.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that.
That's one thing that they've added to their game this year, as well as kind of repairing, to some extent, their weak full back line. That's something that I think has been a big plus for them this season.
And that's a lot of thing that people were asking of. That's a big thing that people were asking of Mayo, you know, going throughout the season. If they were really in the face of adversity, as Joe Brawley likes to say, would they be able to claw themselves back in? And that's a lot of people doubted them. And that, I think that's a lot of people trying to be a bit contrary because, you know, Mayo were playing so well and they wanted to come up with something to say, they probably won't win it though. So, you know, this argument of whether they could drag themselves back into it, which they couldn't do against Donegal. But I think Donegal were just such a relentless machine, is used for them, you know, that they made it impossible for teams to get back in it. But yeah, against Tyrone, they really did show that they did have that in them. And that's, I think that has been a big difference since last year. Because you look against Dublin in last year's championship, you know, they played well in spells there. They did. But the reason they won that game was they built up that massive lead. You know, it wasn't a game that they had to drag themselves back in. It was a game of we have to hold them off, which is slightly different. Which I think if that was to happen again against Dublin on Sunday, I think Mayo would be more equipped to deal with it.
I think Mayo, they will definitely, the last year's experience will definitely stand to me if it does happen and Dublin get the dream start. As you said, I mean, they do have leaders to pop up. I mean, they didn't score for, was it 33, 34 minutes from playing the first half, and it was the defenders that really stood up. And I mean, a real key player for me this year for Mayo has been Lee Keegan. I mean, he's one of the most improved footballers in the country. In my opinion, his attacking ability is really, it's very impressive. His direct running lines and that. And yeah, I think, I come back to your point, Conor, Mayo definitely will be better prepared to deal with that if the situation arises on Sunday.
Okay, well, and finally, we just have want to hear the thoughts then about what the actual outcome will be. Pierce, are you going to go for another draw like the hurling final? Or do you think it'll be as close as that? This time, put money on it if you are.
I have a bet on with a fella that I work with that Mayo are going to win it. And he's so confident that Dublin are going to win it that he's given me a 2-point handicap. So,
all right.
I think for that sake alone, we're just going to have to stick with Mayo on this one. I'm going to have to go against my home county and say, I think Mayo will win it. And I think they'll win it by possibly 3 or 4. I think they'll start well, Dublin will reel them back in, and I think they'll end well. So I think their purple patch will be in the first 15 minutes and probably in the last 10, where you'll see, I really cannot see any other scenario than Killian O'Connor starting. I think he's going to start, and I think he's going to have a big say on the outcome of this game.
Do you think it'll be a bit Peter Canavan-esque? They'll bring him off, bring him back on again. That could maybe happen.
But you never know with James Horan.
Yeah, that's true. Mick, what do you think?
I think Dublin just the shade. I think the experience of 2011. I think they're the unbeaten all year, I think, in competitive action, as far as I know, from the league right through the championship. I think they're just about up too much. I think, you know, the likes of Kevin McMenamin and Dean Rock, we discussed earlier, will probably just be able to shade it for Dublin, but only just.
I'd have to go along with Mick in this one. I think Dublin will, and I think it'll be a case of Mayo may have the good start and all that there, but I think Dublin will reel them back in and eventually take the lead. I think it was this game. I don't know. I don't think it's a case of, oh, Dublin have better experience of winning championships and things like that there, because I don't think that really does matter. But I think Dublin have, they've had a few critics this year, and Mayo sort of coasted through. I don't know. I think Dublin's you know, drive from their back line and things like that there, their sheer pace of their forwards, like, it's Rolls Royce players that they've got up there, and I think Bernard Brogan will really turn it on, you know, in this final, like, you know, All-Ireland final day. I think it's the sort of game that he'll probably, you know, if he plays well in that game, having not exactly started throughout the rest of the championship, you know, nobody will really care, will they? But
definitely not.
One more question for you. Do you think Mayo will go up to the hill to warm up before the game?
That issue won't arise, I don't think.
I think Dublin will have to come out first or something. It'll be interesting to see.
But no, I think if Mayo were to come out and go to the hill, Dublin would go up to the canal end.
No, I don't think so. Dublin would be up amongst them. There'd be shoulders thrown in and all like last time.
A point of note, actually, just a bit of trivia. Last week for the hurling finals, you know, the RT did the kind of Sky Sports start where the players kind of walked in when they were introducing them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mayo refused to do it, so it's not going ahead for the football final.
Why did they refuse to do it?
I don't know.
All right, okay.
That's a bit of insider knowledge.
Yeah, great insight into the final there.
Cutting edge.
So if you're watching at home, that's why, as revealed by GAA scores. Well, specifically Mick. That's everyone for this week. Stay with us for the final, of course. We'll be providing updates on that there. I think, Pierce, Mick, this is your time to do your wee appeal, isn't it? For any tickets going.
Well, I think we're just two lonely lads from Dublin looking for tickets for the All-Ireland final. All we need is two, one, whichever. Mick doesn't need to be sorted out, it's fine. Just me.
Why don't you jump? Did you see your man jumping over the wall in the hurling final?
No.
There's saw that, yeah.
You see that? A fella jumped over the wall to get into the crook. Oh, he almost fell a couple of times. You could try that if you want it, you know.
Sure. Be fine. Folks, vote for us. Vote for us for Tweedy Sport.
Yeah. Just all you have to do is write iVote GAA score at GAA scores for hashtag Tweedy Sport, and that would be fantastic. And hopefully we can beat O'Driscoll and McIlroy and those boys to a bit of success at least. That's everything from me. Be sure to check out the website. We've got loads of stuff on there. Check out Bank of Ireland as well. You get the details of what you can get off them as well. Okay, say goodbye then, Mick.
Goodbye, thanks for listening.
And Pierce.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. See you later, and we'll see you in Coppers.
Angle about 45 metres.
Here he comes to win the All-Ireland Cup.
Our mission was to show that we're no longer